Okay, really excited about our practice. I thought it was really crisp. Probably, I just talked to Jerry Sullivan, you know, just from me watching it with the receivers, probably had one of our best practices here in at least a couple weeks. So, you know, they impressed me yesterday, really came out today, did a great job. So I think Cecil has something to do with that. I think he raised the level of play of everybody and expectations. So that was good. But, you know, we understand the task that we have with us on Sunday, but our team's really excited about this opportunity, you know, an opportunity to be home as well. So I'll open up with questions.
Disappointed that Marquise is going to miss some time now.
Well, yeah, you know, I think he needs reps and he needs to get out there, and it's disappointing. I know he's frustrated with it, but it's next man up mentality. And I think we're fortunate that Cecil is, you know, has responded.
That was my follow-up, yeah. Obviously, he felt good enough this morning to give it another shot. So
yes.
What do you do with him tomorrow, do you think?
With
Cecil?
Yeah, he'll continue to go. Okay. Felt really good today.
You listed Pastor as full the last 2 days.
Yeah, I think we're trying to get a feel for him, you know, with that club on his hand. We'll continue to evaluate that. Need to talk to him, see how he went. But we would consider having him up. You know, based on how he feels, but I need to look at the tape and talk to our trainers and to him.
Is his biggest challenge the club or the conditioning / roster?
Well, I think his conditioning has been pretty good, but it's nothing like when you play and to play the tempo. So I'm sure that's not quite where it needs to be, but if he'd play, it would be as a backup.
Is Clay a long shot or is that, does he
yeah,
still have a shot?
I'd say he's a long shot.
And does Hearns have to do something tomorrow or can you wait until hours before kickoff?
We'd like to see progress from him tomorrow, you know, and I don't know where he's at right now. We'll see with our trainers.
Have you guys seen guys respond the last 2 days and sort of put the Sunday in the river?
Yes. You know, I didn't know coming into Wednesday, because usually Wednesday's a more focused practice and maybe not spirited. They're still coming off the Sunday game. But I thought it was pretty good. But today I thought it was really good, really crisp, really the guys were on it. So I felt really good about how they came into today.
So many young guys, particularly rookies, is that when you talk about the race to maturity, that it's harder to get there. But can you look at it from the flip side in that all these guys are trying to get there at the same time, pushing each other?
Yeah, I think there's some sort of camaraderie because of that. I do believe that's true. You know, I think the challenge for us is that we're looking for them to be their best somewhere out there rather than today. You know, hey, you got to be the best that you can be, yes, but not the best that you will be. You know, and I think sometimes they feel like, I've got to be this elite wide receiver and do, you know, that talent right now. That's what your expectations. That's not. We just want them to be their best today. And I think they're understanding that. Obviously, we talk about having a team that's not filled with anxiety. And because I just think that if you don't, you have a chance to compete at your highest level. It's probably difficult for those guys. They've got a lot going on. They're learning a lot. They're reading coverages, learning different positions. So it's hard. You can't completely ignore that fact. So we're just trying to calm their world down, you know, and I've told them we're going to try to take the craziness out of the game so that they can perform their best. That's the challenge.
Is that where sometimes the errors, the physical errors, instead of the mental errors? I mean, the mental errors come with reps and experience and study and all that, but the physical errors just flat out drops and stuff like that.
Well, I mean, sometimes it's, you know, they could focus too much on maybe the execution of the play. How do I run this route? What depth? You know, how, you know, I've got all these different coverages, and maybe they don't compete at the very end because they're thinking so much. And so that's the challenge mentally, that it sometimes can affect you physically. And that's why I just felt like today was much better. It just, I think the game plan, they have a good comfort with it, and it just felt them, they didn't look as robotic. They looked more, you know, fluid.
Does that also apply on the offensive line?
Sure does. Sure does. I mean, they're getting a chance to play together. They're trying to be the best. I look at our offensive line, and when I stand behind it, and I look at them, I say, boy, they look the part. They really do, you know, 6'5", 315, 6'4", you know, all the way across the board. So now it's just a matter of us getting them to play as one. And, you know, that's the challenge. And to do that, just, hey, we'll be fine. You know, last week was last week. We'll use that and we'll grow from it. And this is a whole new week. And we've got to attack now. And we've got to be, you know, together in how we do it.